merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody! Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah, this is Knock on Wood.
I'm Steve Charney.
You're not. And we've got the Knock on Wood store that's open for business. Anyone who's interested in Christmas presents can come in and see what we have. We're very well stocked. We have just about everything you can imagine. Before we actually open up the store officially, we're going to be, let's see, playing a little Tom Lehrer, right, Harry?
Yes, Steve, Tom Lehrer. Later on, we'll play Tom Chapin. We'll play a little Sharon Lois and Brim. You know, we could have fun here.
Good. Hope everybody's shoring up that Christmas, huh? Yeah, moving right up to that point. And then suddenly, bang, it's over. Then we wait for New Year's. Sure. And here's Tom Lehrer, as promised.
One very familiar type of song is the Christmas carol, although it is perhaps a bit out of season at this time. However, I am informed by my disc jockey friends, of whom I have none, that in order to get a song popular by Christmas time, you have to start plugging it well in advance. So here goes. It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 364. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
I love Tom Lehrer. That's an old record. An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer is the name of it. And this is Knock on Wood. We're open for business, too. We've stocked our shelves with Christmas products. Man, if you need anything Christmas-wise, then this is the place to look. Boy, do we have a lot of things. What are some of the things we have, Harry?
Oh, boy, do we have things. In just one Christmas tree decoration, there are thousands of things. In just one, Steve. You got bits of sparkle, glue, molecules, atoms, quarks, bits of hair, you know, etc. So when you buy just one Christmas ball from us, just think what you're getting, Steve. Thousands of things for the price of one.
I sort of meant, what are some of the bigger things we have?
Ah, the bigger things. Well, we have the North Pole. That's for sale.
Wait, when did we get that in?
Some Arctic explorer needed some ready cash, so he sold it to us at cost. He brought it back with him on his last trip up there.
Well, where is it?
I put it in the bin with the other poles. Right here, Steve. Barber poles, 10-foot poles, telephone poles. Ah, here it is. Ah!
I thought it would look more impressive.
No need, Steve. So few people ever visited.
But how will the world know where the North Pole is if it's not at the North Pole?
Steve, the North Pole is always where the North Pole is.
You mean we're standing right now at the North Pole?
That's right. Look, there's the North Pole we're standing at. This is the North Pole.
But I thought Santa lives at the North Pole.
He does. He's probably on his way here now with all of his elves and toys. He's got to go where the pole is, Steve. Got to go where the pole is.
Look, just get rid of that thing. That's the last thing we need. Santa crowding his way into the store. I have enough trouble keeping track of my inventory without him coming in here with enough toys to supply the world's children.
Okay, Steve. I'll just throw it out the door here. So Okay, Steve, that's done.
Look, while the door's open, put these Christmas bells up so when people come in, it'll jingle. It'll be a nice little Christmas thing.
Right on, boss. Here we go. Pick them up here.
And while we're waiting for our first customer, why don't you start unpacking angels?
Okay, boss. We got a lot of angels to this time.
Oh, hold it, our first customer. May I help you?
Yes, you may. I'm looking for a Christmas present for my horse.
What did you have in mind?
He's interested in the violin. I bought him one last month. I thought a nice instructional booklet on proper bowing techniques, you know, were just perfect.
Harry, you want to check our music books?
I'm already ahead of you, Steve, but I'm having trouble finding our violin for horse instructional booklet. That horse isn't a cow by some chance, is he?
No, he's definitely a horse.
Well, that's too bad. I have a book here teaching cows to play flute. Well, how about a chicken?
No, he's not a chicken.
Because I found an oboe book here. Oboe made easy for chickens.
Come on, Harry, stop wasting the man's time. Do we have the violin book or don't we?
Ah, wait, I found it. Oh, a little dusty. but it's new, Steve. Here we go. Ways to hold the violin, proper bowing techniques. Here's a whole chapter on fingering. Well, I mean hoofing.
Excellent. My horse will really get a kick out of this.
Well, don't let him kick the horn or, you know, he'll break the fiddle.
How much do I owe you?
$325.
Very good. Here you are. Thank you so much. Bye now. See you later.
Bye-bye. Harry, we really have a music book on how to teach a chicken how to play oboe?
Yeah, we do, Steve. We also have pigs learn to play trumpet with easy arrangements of Silent Night, We Three Kings, and other Christmas songs.
Wow. I'd love to see a pig playing trumpet.
Every Christmas, Grandma Hall takes us Christmas shopping down to Macy's on the Mall, where the joint is hopping once through the revolving door, twice through the revolving door, thrice through the
Come along, children.
Come along, it's Christmas on the Mall with Bruno, Shirley, Sue, and Mike, and Spike, and Grandma Hall. Little Spike has brought along a list as long as he is tall.
Let's go see Santa.
Come along, it's Christmas on the Mall. Off we raced and joined the hysteria. Grandma Hall could not have been cheerier. Bought us luncheon at the buffeteria, shakes and franks and fries.
Come on, Santa.
Then we got online to see Santa Claus. Waited, waited, waited for Santa Claus. Spike got 15 seconds with Santa Claus. Ho, 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 time flies. Grandma said,
I've got to buy a tie for Uncle Lee. We'll meet back here in camping gear at 3:15.
Bruno said, we'll be here. And we watched her disappear.
Where to, gang?
To toys. To toys.
To toys. To toys.
To toys.
Up the escalator we're thundering, down the escalator we're thundering, up the escalator we're thundering, on our way to toys. Come along,
to toys,
come along,
to toys.
It's Christmas on the Mall.
Ta-da, mitts, skis,
and kits,
and stuff for girls and boys.
And even though you know that you could never have it all,
it's fun to dream, so come along,
it's Christmas on the Mall. At 3:15 we headed back, but Grandma Hall was late. So we found a tent with sleeping bags and crept inside to wait. Unknown to us as time went by, 3:30, 4, 4:10. Our grandma had forgotten us and gone home on the crosstown bus.
She does that now and then.
And meanwhile in our teepee, we all fell fast asleep.
Hey Bruno, wake up. We fell asleep. It's really late.
Oh no.
Through the flap we softly stepped on new fallen plastic snow.
It's so quiet.
It's empty.
I bet it's closed for the day.
We're locked in.
What do we do?
I know. We'll play. Come along, come along. It's Christmas on the Mall.
We're gonna get in trouble.
No, we're gonna have a ball. Shirley, Spiky, don't you get it? We can have it all! It's magic time! Come along!
It's Christmas on the Mall. Up in music played all the cool guitars. Down in Delhi ate all the chocolate bars. Raced from aisle to aisle in the pedal cars, bikes and scooters. And up in Pets we checked the aquarium, then hooked up a home planetarium. Thundered through the ladies' underwearium toward computer land. Shirley found the switch and turned on 64 TVs. 61 Fred Flintstones and 3 NYPDs. Then Bruno on a forklift truck came roaring through the door.
Who wants a ride?
I do.
Come on!
We tore off through the store. Through antiques, through shoes and sneaks, our reckless ride extended. And there in small appliances is where the party ended.
Hey, you kids! What are you doing?
Nothing.
Lower the forklift. Someone's looking for you.
We went downstairs and there was Grandma, so relieved and glad.
Are you all right?
Sure.
We're okay.
The fright you must have had.
See, I told you she'd get here.
Can we do this every year?
Come along,
please.
We'll see.
Aww.
It's Christmas on the Mall. It didn't last, it went too fast, but oh, we had a ball. Every kid deserves a night when they can have it all. A rowdy night of toys and song, with no adults to say it's wrong. A night like this one, come along, come along, come along. It's Christmas on the Mall.
What a production, huh? Tom Chapin, that's from a CD called Zag Zig. That's on Sony Wonder. Tom Chapin does fine work. Well, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney, and if you've tuned in late, let me tell you what's happening here. We've opened up our special section of the store that features Christmas items for the discerning shopper. If you're having trouble deciding, you know, what to get members of your family, you may want to stop by and do some browsing. We have just about everything you could think of, right, huh?
Right, Steve.
For instance, reindeer.
Don't call me dear.
Not only reindeer, but we have snow deer and ice deer, too.
I said stop calling me deer!
Well, actually, the reindeer become ice deer after they freeze.
Stop calling me deer!
Yes, dear.
Ah, another customer. What can we do you?
Yes, I'm making my traditional Christmas fruitcake, but I thought this year I would spice it up a bit. I heard that you have other types of fruit.
Yeah, sure we do. In fact, we have a source of fruit that I don't think you'll find anywhere else. We have grafted two pieces of fruit together to make something entirely new.
Really? I'm very interested in that.
Perhaps your Christmas fruit cake could use this?
Oh, what a strange fruit that is. What's it called?
It's a greach.
Heavens to Betsy, I've never heard of it.
Well, a greach is a grape and a peach smushed together, hence greach.
Fascinating. I'll take 2 pounds of that, please.
Harry, start weighing this fruit while I show her some more produce. Here's a cocoa cot.
A what?
A cocoa cot. It's a coconut and an apricot fused together.
I'll take 2 of them.
Uh-huh. How about a chair?
No, thank you. I'll stand.
No, I mean this piece of fruit. It's called a chair. Look at this. It's a pear and a cherry melded together, hence a chair.
My fruitcake will be the talk of the town this year.
And here's a banapple. It's a red round banana.
Give me a bunch.
Harry, you have everything?
Yeah, put it together, Steve. That'll be a... 7:45. Thank you so much. This year my family will finally eat my fruitcake instead of using it as a doorstop. Here's your money. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Another satisfied customer.
Yeah, it's nice to spread good cheer, Steve. Especially during the Christmas season.
Yeah. Harry, listen, while we're waiting for another customer, why don't you inventory our milk and cookies? People buy a lot of milk and cookies around this time for when Santa comes and visits.
No wonder he's so fat, Steve. By the end of Christmas night, he's eating about 8 billion cookies, I guess.
Yeah, no. Oh, another customer. Tuck your shirt in, will you?
Hello, I'm looking for a Santa Claus costume.
No problem. Huh? Bring out the Santa Claus costume.
Yes, sir.
I volunteered this year to be Santa large.
And you have to be large if you want to be Santa.
Large! Large!
I think something lodged in your throat.
Here it is, Steve.
You want to try it on?
Wait a second. These are pajamas with little spaceships on them.
Yeah?
I asked for a Santa costume.
Yeah?
These are pajamas.
Right, they're Santa's pajamas. What, you think he's going to wear the same thing all the time? This is what he wears at night.
But I don't want his pajamas. I want his suit.
Oh, his suit, Harry. The suit.
Coming up, Steve. I'm going to get it right now.
I show up at the lodge with pajamas. No one will know it's Santa.
They will if they're large pajamas.
Don't start that in.
Here's Santa's suit.
That's not his suit. Those are black matching pants and jacket with a red tie.
Yeah?
And you have a black vest with it, too.
Yeah?
Santa would wear this.
Sure, he goes to New York to deal with those high-powered exes on Madison Avenue. This is his power suit.
I want the red suit. The one he wears when he's delivering presents on Christmas Eve.
You sure you don't want the chicken costume that he wears when he goes to Halloween parties?
No!
You don't want the skimpy bathing suit that he wears when he works as a lifeguard on the Cape during the summer?
No!
You don't want the gorilla costume that he wears around the house when just sort of feels like it?
I want a red suit!
Sorry. We're all out of those.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing...
Black slacks. Black slacks.
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Miss President.
Keep a knock, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the king of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jail, hide, rock, it'll be
Santa! I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out. The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness, the President speaks.
Holy mackerel!
The Secretary of State has this statement.
My goose has scooped our reputation, he shot.
In London, at a meeting of Parliament.
Your Majesty, have you a statement to make on this terrible tragedy?
Goodness gracious!
We take you now to Moscow.
We're here with the Premier of Russia. Comrade, the rocket has failed. What do we do now?
Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Here's a report from Tokyo.
This is Radio Tokyo. The imperial government has this message.
Ooh la la.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. The satellite men are closing in. We can hear them outside saying,
it's me in or else I'll be down your door.
Santa has just escaped through the chimney, disguised as Elvis. We return you now to Earth.
If you should look up at the sky this Christmas Eve and see a flying saucer pulling eight reindeer, chances are it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Earth people.
Buchanan and Goodman did that. And that's, let's see, when did that come out? 1956. Holy cow. Okay, that's from a record called Rockin' Christmas in the 50s, put out on Rhino Records. They've probably turned it into a CD by now, I would think. It does. Must do pretty well, especially around this season. Yes, this is Knock on Wood, and this is the general store that we've opened up. I'm Steve Charney, by the way. We have the largest inventory of any store in the world. I don't know if you're aware of this. Bloomingdale's looks like a corner newsstand compared to us. Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade looks like a short walk to your mailbox and slippers and a bathrobe compared to our parade around Christmas. Boy, do we have a parade around here.
Sure, Steve, the famous Knock on Wood Christmas Day Parade.
For instance, our floats make the Macy's Parade floats look like little soap bubbles. I mean, our floats are so floaty that our floats carrying floats.
Yeah, that's because we don't stop with just a Bugs Bunny. When we have bugs, we also render all his internal organs as well. Bugs Bunny's heart and liver are floats also. There they are floating around inside him, along with his pancreas and his appendix.
No, not his appendix, Harry. Don't you remember we took that out when he was having some pains?
Right. Well, the point is our floats are as realistic as possible.
Tell him about the moon float.
Right. That's the actual moon. We just attach a long cord to the real moon, and since it's already floating, it makes a perfect addition to the parade.
We do the same with the clouds, birds, and sun. We just tie a rope around them, and we have a ready-made float. And the people watching are from all walks of life, too.
Right. Not just life, also skips and crawls of life. We have creatures from the Brazilian rainforest make the pilgrimage to us just to see our parade.
Right. Aliens from other solar systems hover over us as we march down the street, putting on a show to end all shows. Hey, a customer. Nix the parade talk. Hello, may we help you?
Yes, sir, you may. I'm looking for some Christmas seals.
Harry, do you want to see if we have any Christmas seals in the back?
Right on, Steve. I'll be right back.
He'll be right with you, sir. He's checking.
Oh, wait a second. We don't have any Christmas seals. But we have a few Hanukkah chickens.
No, I need the seals.
How about an Easter bunny?
I need a seal.
A Valentine's Day walrus?
It's Christmas soon. What do I need a walrus for?
They make wonderful pets.
So do the seals. I need them for my envelopes.
You put a seal on your envelope?
No, I use him to lick them shut for me.
We have a New Year's Day pig.
Could you use a pig? I've had him lick my envelopes in the past. He doesn't do too bad a job with it either.
Well, I suppose I'll have to make do.
Bring in the pig, Har.
All right, here you go. Lucky for you, sir, it's a two-for-one day.
All right, hand me the leashes. How much are they?
Well, $10 for the first one, and as Harry said, the second one is free. Consider it a Christmas gift from us.
Thanks, sir. Well, here you go.
Thank you. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
Okay, down, boy. Down.
I think he's going to enjoy that, don't you, Harry?
Yes, Steve.
By the way, have you fed the Hanukkah chicken lately?
Yeah, except she only eats a rare type of grain found in the arid deserts of Palestine, and we're running out of it.
Well, I guess we'll just have to order more, won't we? Ah. Another customer. Hello, can we assist you?
Well, I certainly hope so. I've been going up and down this block, stopping in one store after another, looking for the spirit of Christmas.
Ah, you want the true spirit of Christmas. So many people are looking for that at this time.
Well, can you help me, young man?
Well, I believe we can. Harry, show her where we keep the true spirit of Christmas.
Right here. Go ahead. Take it.
Why, this is nothing but a fountain pen. This pen is the true spirit of Christmas.
You can have this too.
A portable CD player? What does this have to do with the spirit of Christmas, young man?
Well, here's something you can give your kid.
But it's a game. I can't afford to pay for all these things.
Who said you had to pay for them? Go ahead, take them. Enjoy.
But I came in here to find the true spirit of Christmas, not come out with a handful of electronic gadgets.
Okay, maybe you want some sheet music instead. Here's a book of lovely Christmas carols. Take it. Enjoy it. Or some fruit. Want some fruit? Here's a bag. Fill it up with whatever we have. In fact, walk up and down the aisles. Take whatever you want.
Will I find the true spirit of Christmas on one of these shelves?
You'll find it on all the shelves.
Are you trying to tell me that the true spirit of Christmas is all these material objects? That's all it is? VCRs and computer games and all the other stuff you have?
What? No, of course not. It's not the objects. It's in the giving of the objects. Wasn't that obvious?
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could...
Well, anyway, Knock on Wood is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. And you can find dozens of videos, info about me and Harry's live shows, jokes, a for sales page with my books and CDs and lots of other fun stuff, either by visiting my website, stevecharney.com, or my public Facebook page, Steve Charney Ventriloquist.
And you can also find our podcast on iTunes, his website, and Steve's Facebook page. Go ahead, like him on Facebook.
Thanks, Eric. And you can also hear previous Knock on Wood radio shows by going to the WGXC.org archives page and searching for
Knock on Wood.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.